everybody, Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. I am still gonna freaking do it. I'm just not gonna break down every single game of 2010. I did change my mind on that, folks. That's too much work. I will pop in and out while I'm watching the 2010 Super Bowl Packers season. So here we go. My first note right off the bat. So I'm through week six, a pretty good chunk of the season already. And I am here to tell you, do not watch any of these games. These first six games are really rough on the eyes. So I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 9 points. I should have made it 10 just to even it out, but whatever. Who cares? So do not watch these first six games. I'll run through them real quick here. Week one, big win over the Philadelphia Eagles. That was on the road, you know, so the Packers are... This is such a roller coaster season. I don't know why I'm watching it. My brother Mark suggested that I watch the 15-1 season the next season. That's what Travis is doing. But I'm watching the up and down roller coaster Super Bowl year. I believe it's an allegory for life. You got to go in the low times to get to the good times. So I'm here to just tell you, don't waste your time with this. Maybe watch the home opener. It is fun. So they beat Philly. Philly would be a playoff team. Good win there. Week two, crush the Buffalo Bills. I remember this game at Will's as well. If I have Will's memories, I'll splash them in there. But Packers win easily against the Bills. Again, you don't really need to watch it. They dominate that game, and the defense played really well. But... but the Bills cut their starting quarterback Trent Edwards 2 weeks after this week. So the Bills were a mess. So week two, easy win. Oh, Packers versus Bears, you guys. So watching these games and knowing the outcome, it is interesting to just see how many little tiny things happen during the game. I could probably pick out like 5 things where the game could have changed the other way. A weird, you know, missed Crosby field goal, an almost interception. You know, it's just a million little things that we don't get to see after the fact. So this one sucked. They hung with the Bears the whole time and they tied up the game. Rodgers has the ball back with time to go and threw it to James Jones, who fumbled it, and Bears score last-second field goal. It was a heartbreaker. It was in Chicago, but Chicago was a good team, which we'll see as we go along. Week four, the Green Bay Packers defeat the Detroit Lions. Calvin Johnson is on the team, and so that's a big win. So they're 3-1. They're doing well. That game is rough to watch, and I suggest you do not watch it because the Packers go up big early, and it's just one of those McCarthy's pissing the game away, trying to just piss away and get... they gave up like a million field goals to Detroit. Detroit almost comes back, but Packers win that one at home. Week five. Okay, so here's the extra advice that I have for you. If you did already start the season and you wanted to do that, cool. But definitely skip week five and week six, Redskins-Dolphins game. They are garbage. They both go into overtime. There are a million field goals. It was, I mean, I lost it, you guys. Okay, I lost it. No, it's just so boring and long. They lose to the Redskins, who are quarterbacked by Donovan McNabb in 2010, apparently. And just, again, watching these games again and seeing how many times the Packers had the ball in both overtimes. So they could have fucking won both of those games. And then week six against the Dolphins, that defense just ate the Packers for lunch. The rookie Brian Bulaga did not play well. He got trounced. So it was a weird game. So the Packers are 3-3. It was a weird season. So here are my points. Where am I at? How long did that take? I want to make sure these aren't too long. So the Packers are 3-3. Let's see what I had here. So it's a roller coaster of a season. Like I said, the offense is way fun. The offense is super fun. Finley goes down. With Finley in that lineup, it's super fun. So it's Finley, James Jones as the third receiver, Jordy Nelson's number four, Greg Jennings and Donald Driver are one and two. I mean, it leads me actually to my next point, which is like Brandon Jackson was the running back. And I'm really tired of watching Brandon Jackson carry the fucking football. Oof. Oof, daddy. Why didn't they just pass it every time? McCarthy was classic for running the ball on second and nine or whatever. And it's just like, yes, hand the ball off to Brandon Jackson, somebody everyone forgot about immediately after this season. And don't have Aaron. Aaron should have just thrown it 60 times per game. Brandon Jackson, I have to watch a whole season of Brandon Jackson, not looking forward to it, but the offense is really fun. And the defense is all over the place. That's the thing. The defense sucked against Miami. There was no pass rush. There was no Clay. So that's also something that comes together second half of the season. There are a ton of injuries. Barnett's out. First game, Ryan Grant goes out. That's why I have to see fucking Brandon Jackson try to run the football here. So Finley goes down. Like I said, Clay didn't play this past game. Like, they're having all these nicky-nack injuries, you know what I mean? So that also, that's the crazy thing about this season. A lot of guys, you just step up. And that's how you win the games. So, yeah, definitely skip these. Definitely skip weeks 5 and 6. A fun thing about watching these games, too. It's funny because there's no analytics at this time. It's 2010. So, like, people are still doing field goals at the one-yard line for 3 points. And the announcers are like, that's a great, you gotta get the points. So, like, it's funny to watch these games and, like, see how wrong they are. I mean, that's the thing. But McCarthy didn't embrace the analytics for a very long time. He's taken all these rinky-dink field goals when you have the MVP of the league tearing it up. And so they drop a lot of these games because of his just mismanagement. So, a lot of McCarthy hate. Because I was on board with him this year. And I will say the offense is really good, which is his strong point. So if we're to give him any credit, which we should, it's that. But he's making a lot of dumb decisions. He'd be a great offensive coach. Don't get me wrong. So, it's no analytics yet. Everybody just judges the result, which is what you're not supposed to do. Okay, nerds out there. Coming up is the Minnesota Vikings. So this is, I obviously looked ahead. I remember this season. It's rocky all the way through, so it'll be interesting. But I'm excited about this one because it's a division win. It's a home win. It is a Brett Favre victory as well. So that's super fun. So there's some fun games in here, but I'm just here to tell you the the ones against the Redskins and the Miami Dolphins were the worst. Was there anything else? I feel like for the last minute, well, let me take a sip of my coffee. Oh, I will also say watching these games with no commercials has been really, really fun. Because they're about 2 hours. And that's why I am mad at the Redskins and the Dolphins games. Those were like crappy games that they lose and they're in overtime. So they're like 2 hours and 30 minutes. So it just drove me nuts to watch those things. Oh, and you also realize, Mark texted me about this, how much, like, I guess my relationship with NFL obviously is the Green Bay Packers, but it's also fantasy football. Like, all of these guys popping up again, it's given me fantasy football flashbacks to, like, the 10 years ago. Yeah, it's just... It's crazy to watch things from 2010, which seems like not that long ago, and like the cameras are not that good, or the picture's not that good, right? Like, it seems, it might as well be like 20 years ago. Like, the picture quality is bad. It's only been 10 years. All right, those are my observations. They're definitely over 10. I'm definitely at 10 minutes. Thanks for indulging me for another week, folks. And yeah, I'm excited to continue. I know there'll be some ups and downs, but I will report them back to you. All right, gang, enjoy the game.